Okay, when Pastor Tim asked me if I'd be interested in giving the message, I said to him that he and Wayne would be a hard act to follow, and they certainly are. I'm a teacher at heart, and I'm a creative writer, so my style of message today is probably not something that you're used to, but I hope that it will fill you with the knowledge that the Holy Spirit is trying to give to us all today. I used to teach Sunday school for many, many years, and the funny thing was I learned that I was learning more than what I was teaching to my students because I was in my word, in God's word. I was in prayer. So bear with me. This is a different message, and I hope that you all get something out of it that will speak to you individually. The Bible verse for today's message is based on Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and redeemer. Okay, most of you already know me, but you probably don't know I used to have my own retail store in downtown Waukesha. My store was a Christian candle store called Fruits of the Spirit Candles, and I made and sold my own brand of hand-poured soy wax candles. Each candle I sold represented a different gift of the Holy Spirit, talked about in Galatians 5:22. When I opened my store several years ago, I prayed God would send people into my store who needed to hear about Jesus. I did that because I was offering more than candles in my store. I was also offering another product I wanted my customers to take a look at. I only said that prayer once, standing at the doors of my store, and once was all it took. God began sending person after person into my store, and through his Holy Spirit speaking through me, I was able to witness to my faith over and over again. God willing, I hope to share those stories with you in the future. But today, I'm going to present the message to you from the viewpoint of a businesswoman. I'm going to be talking to you today about an amazing product I've been using my whole life. And I'm guessing you've been using this product too. You have it in your hearts, you have it in your homes, and hopefully you are carrying it with you wherever you go. This product I'm talking about is called Salvation. And one of the amazing things about this product is it's absolutely free. Now, we all love getting something for free, don't we? People love getting free stuff, including me. If a new store is opening up and offering free toilet brushes to the first 100 people in line, you can bet I'll be at that store bright and early, standing in line for my free toilet brush. So, if this product called Salvation is free, and people love free stuff, why aren't people flocking to churches everywhere, rushing through the doors, wanting to come inside and get a look at this free product called Salvation? Well, I'm going to tell you why. As a businesswoman, I learned very quickly the most important thing I had to do to get people into my store to take a look at my product was what, Nicole? Marketing. My daughter Nicole's in marketing. Yes, marketing. It's all about the marketing. Now, I'm not talking about traditional marketing. I'm not talking about marketing Harvesters Church. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about marketing this free product called Salvation. Well, you may be asking, how do we market Salvation? How can we possibly do that? Again, as a businesswoman, I used many different marketing techniques. I used print advertising in local newspapers and magazines. I used radio advertising. I would have sales, and I used coupons. But I found that the best marketing, the marketing that brought people into my store, was word of mouth. and word of mouth marketing didn't cost me a dime. So how do we use word of mouth marketing to get people into our church to take a look at this free product called salvation? Well, word of mouth marketing always comes from satisfied customers. People who have the product are using it and are telling everyone else they know about it, especially those who don't have the product yet. You, ladies and gentlemen, and children, are satisfied customers. You have this product called salvation. You're using it. You're happy with how it's working. So happy, in fact, that you want to use word of mouth to tell everyone you know who doesn't have this product yet all about it. So, what can you say about this product to convince people to come here and check it out? Well, this product never needs to be replaced. You'll never have to exchange it. It will never wear out. It will never need to be repaired. And again, it's absolutely free. As a matter of fact, this product called Salvation is so amazing, it has a lifetime warranty. This product, Salvation, will do exactly what the manufacturer of this product claims it will do. It will take you all the way to eternal life in heaven. Now, maybe you're thinking, I'm afraid to tell people about salvation. I'm afraid they'll get mad at me. Or worse, they'll be offended. I'm afraid I'm not qualified to talk about salvation. I don't know enough about it yet. And you know, I just don't want to stuff my salvation down anyone else's throats. Interesting. I think I understand your concerns, and I'm going to help you to answer those questions. And I'm going to begin with a story. Let's say my husband Doug and I need a new gas grill, one that will be the right price, because price is always important, right? We want one that will grill our food perfectly, because we can't trust our brats to just any old grill. And we want one that has a warranty. So we go from hardware store to hardware store looking for the perfect gas grill, one that meets all of our needs. And then suddenly, we find it. My husband's eyes light up like a kid in a candy store. This is it. This is the gas grill for us. As an added bonus, the box says this gas grill is easy to assemble and can be put together in an hour or less. So we take the gas grill home, and my husband takes all the pieces out of the box and places them on our living room floor. I'm looking at the floor overwhelmed by all the different pieces, and I'm wondering how all these pieces will ever be put together in 60 minutes or less, let alone how they will come together to make a gas grill. Well, if you are the typical American male, you will decide the instructions provided by the manufacturer explaining how to put this gas grill together aren't something you need to look at. You don't need the instructions. You can do this all on your own. You're a pretty smart guy. Doug's an engineer, after all. The instructions certainly aren't meant for him. Ladies, many of you may be able to relate to this. Well, 2 hours later, twice the time it was supposed to take to put the gas grill together, I go back into the living room, expecting to see our new gas grill. But instead, find my husband sitting on the floor, scratching his head, wondering how it all went wrong. It has now been 2 hours, and the easy-to-assemble gas grill will definitely not be available to cook the brats I had planned for dinner that night. Now, there's a little caveat in here. I was talking about the typical American male. If you're Wayne, then you call Kyle to come over and put your grill together. Now my husband, being the smart man he is, finally figures out that maybe he needs to look at the book of instructions. And so do you. If you think you're going to use word of mouth to get people to take a look at this product called salvation, and you're going to do it all on your own, you're never going to be successful without looking at the instructions. This product called salvation, it comes with a great book of instructions. I'll try to lift mine up. Woo! As a matter of fact, the instructions are also an incredible owner's manual, telling you everything you need to know about this product called salvation. What it does, how to get it, how to use it, and how to use word of mouth to market it. Because you see, the word of mouth I'm talking about is not your words. It's God's words in your mouth. You've all heard the word BOGO, B-O-G-O. Stores use it to tell you that if you buy one, you get one for free, whether it's shoes or socks or whatever. Well, when you take this product of free salvation, you get another free product with it called the Holy Spirit. If you already have this product called salvation, then you already have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you. So when you use word of mouth to tell others about this free product called salvation, you don't have to worry about what to say. The words you speak won't be yours. They'll come from the Holy Spirit, and he will speak to you and through you, giving you God's words to speak. Now I know what you're thinking. You're still not quite comfortable about telling people about salvation because you think they might get mad at you, or worse, they might get offended. Ooh, we can see all around us how easily people are offended these days, can't we? And you just don't want people thinking you're trying to shove your salvation down their throats. Well, the manufacturer of salvation has a solution for that issue, too. As a matter of fact, the manufacturer of salvation has amazing customer service. You won't be put on hold, you won't get voicemail, and he won't transfer you to anyone else. You'll be speaking to the head honcho himself, and he guarantees he has all the answers to all your worries, all your fears, and all your doubt. And when necessary, he'll refer you back to his owner's manual. He'll reassure you his product will always be there for you. It will never let you down. And that bonus product called the Holy Spirit, he will fill you with his peace, no matter what circumstances you find yourself in. You see, it's not your job to save. It's his. You're just marketing his product. You know the saying, you can't take it with you when you go? Well, this product called salvation, you can take it with you when you go. And as a matter of fact, you must take it with you when you go. It's your coupon into heaven, bought and paid for by someone else. Let everyone else in on this coupon that will get them into heaven. When we leave this earth, we are only changing our address. Earth is not our forever home. And there are only two possible destinations where we can spend eternity. If you have salvation, you'll spend eternity in heaven with God. If you don't, you will spend it in hell. That is a plain and simple fact. Which brings us to the warning label. The product called salvation has a warning label on it, and it's important we take a look at it. The warning label says, beware, when you use this product, you will be attacked. The warning label says this product has a competitor, another manufacturer who has a product that is trying to compete with salvation. The manufacturer of this competing product is called Satan. His product offers eternal death in hell, while God's product offers eternal life in heaven. Satan has a marketing plan also, And there is no way he wants you having or using salvation. His marketing plan uses deception, destruction, and death. Of course, he doesn't want us to know how his product works or where it's going to take you. So he dresses his product up, and this is how he does it. He'll come to you and say, you know, you don't want that product called salvation. The instructions are so confusing, and that owner's manual, you can never find or understand anything in there. And the rules, don't do this and don't do that. Do you really want to carry around that ball and chain called salvation for the rest of your life? You only live once, right? And please, if the manufacturer of salvation really loves you, he's not going to send you to hell, right? You're basically a good person, aren't you? You don't need that product of salvation to get into heaven. You can get there all on your own. Well, let's take a look at Satan's marketing plan. There is truth in there. Satan always adds just enough truth to his lies to confuse you, to get you to doubt what this product can do, and has you questioning whether you really need it or not. So, yes, God does love. God doesn't send anyone to hell. Anyone who finds themselves in hell has chosen to be there. They have sent themselves there. And once you're in hell, there are no refunds, no exchanges, no appeals, and you can't ever call the manufacturer effectively cut off the lines of communication with him. Hell is total separation from God for all eternity. When you choose hell, that's what you're choosing. Total separation from God for all eternity. Once there, he will no longer take your calls because you have ignored the expiration date to use this coupon called salvation. You need to have salvation before death to have life. Foolishly left earth without salvation. Now, there's this thing called free will. God loves us so much, he doesn't want to force us to follow him or love him. He doesn't want a heaven filled with robots. So he has given us free will to make the choice. God is also a just God, and would we want him any other way? Just like our earthly fathers, he'll allow us to make our own choice, and then he'll allow us to receive the consequences. Now, Satan is telling you that you only have one life to live. He's wrong. You see, if we have salvation, then we are born again into a new life. We are new persons in Christ. We no longer live for ourselves, we live for Christ. We have a new life in him. Choose hell? Yeah, God will let you make that choice if that's what you really want. He'll love you all the way to hell, and he'll leave you standing at the gates because his plan for you was heaven, not hell. God's plan is for heaven, and he has provided a way for us to get there, salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. He provided his word to guide us, his Holy Spirit to speak to us and through us, and we can use prayer to communicate with him. Which brings us to our final and most important truth in this message. We've been talking about this product of salvation being free. Now we know the product is free to you and me, but we also know it really wasn't free, was it? A hefty price was paid for salvation, and we couldn't afford it. It just wasn't in our price range. So let's take a look at the price tag on salvation. The price tag says one perfect life. That's how much salvation cost. A life without blemish, a life without sin, a life that would be nailed to a cross to pay for this free gift called salvation. You see, we don't have the right currency. You and I will never be perfect, and we will never be able to afford salvation. But Jesus was. He was perfect. And he took our sinful currency upon himself and gave us back salvation. He bought and paid for it and is offering it to you for free. He gave up his life so you could live yours. Now ask yourselves, do you really want fear to stop you from using God's words in your mouth to market this precious gift of salvation that was paid for by Jesus Christ and is free to all? You have salvation, and you have to market it. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in heaven one day looking for my neighbor, my friend, my family member who I knew wasn't saved because I was too afraid to market salvation. Do you want to be in that position? Is it going to be easy to market salvation? No, it's not. It wasn't easy for Jesus, and it's not going to be easy for you either. If we share in Jesus' resurrection, then we have to share in his suffering too. I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. It's very, very hard. But remember, you're not alone. The Holy Spirit dwells within you, guiding you, speaking to you and through you. God's word is your book of instructions and your owner's manual. Prayer is your way to communicate with God. And as the saying goes, nothing worth having is easy. And salvation is definitely worth having. God isn't promising easy. He's promising salvation. I know each and every one of you here, myself included, know someone who doesn't have this product called salvation. So what are we waiting for? Time is getting short. Get out your Bible, be in it every day. Communicate with God through prayer. Come to his house to be refreshed, to be reminded of his promises. Ask for a full measure of his Holy Spirit. And then go out there, into the world, onto the battlefield with God's armor, and your battle cry will be salvation. Invite that unsaved friend, family member, neighbor, or coworker to church with you. Provide transportation if they don't have it. Pray for and with that individual. Look around. There's fear out there. There's chaos out there. There's confusion out there. You and I have the answer to all those things, and it's called salvation. Why would we keep it to ourselves when we have the answers the world needs and is looking for? There are so many souls at stake. Now, I'd like to read one more time from our scripture verse for today, Psalm 19:14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Now I want each one of you to ask yourselves this question. Are the words of your mouth pleasing to the Lord? Now I'd like to end this message with a conference call, a call you all need to be in on. We are going to dial up the manufacturer of salvation right now. And I want everyone to please stand up. Everyone, please stand up. I want everyone to follow me. Keep your social distancing, but I want everyone to follow me. Social distancing.